Good morning, everyone. Welcome to COP 26th, 2021. On the currency front, we've seen the dollar for the whole consolidating in a narrow range of 74.40 and 75 levels. And today we are expected to see the opening on a flatter note. But yes, focus this week will now be shifting to the FOMC policy statement. And expectation is that the overall commentary could be dovish and which could keep the dollar weighed down against its major crosses. As far as today's levels are concerned, we expect the dollar rupee spot to quote in the range of 74.20 to 74.80 with a slightly negative bias. In case of the commodities pack, gold prices are trading on a steady note and are hovering around that psychological level of 1800 mark for the last couple of days. This week, as we mentioned, that the focus will now be on the FOMC policy statement, and that would be giving trigger to most of the commodities as well as to the currency markets. Today, we expect gold to trade in the range with a slightly positive bias, and supports are placed at 47,400, 47,300 levels, and resistance would be capped at around 47,600, 47,900 levels. In case of silver prices as well, we expect it to trade with a positive bias. Here, supports are placed at 66,600, 66,300 levels, and resistance would be capped at 67,900, 68,400 levels. In case of the base metal pack, we've seen that most base metals in the past couple of days have been trading on a positive note, and we expect that this momentum on the positive side could still continue. Copper continues to be our top pick, and weakness in the dollar index as well as the risk on sentiment in the market is kind of supporting prices. As far as technical levels are concerned for copper, supports are placed at 745, 743 levels, and resistance would be capped at 755, 760 levels, and buying on dips is recommended. In case of the energy pack, so crude oil prices are trading on a steady note. This morning we've seen some bit of profit booking coming in at higher levels on back of the signs of resurgence in the COVID cases. So that could be impacting or disturbing the overall demand recovery in the market, and which is why we've seen some bit of profit booking at higher levels. But overall, today we expect that dips would be used to buy, and we expect that supports are now placed at 5240, 5210 levels, and resistance would be capped at 5400, 5450 levels.